At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It is time for Kids Health Check. Dr. Suzanne Crowe, consultant in paediatric intensive care at Crumlin Children's Hospital, is with us in studio. You're very welcome, Suzanne.
Oh, thanks, Jonathan.
Lovely to meet you. This week we're talking about safe sleeping for babies.
Yeah, it remains a topic of interest, I suppose, particularly to new parents whose heads are a bit frazzled through lack of sleep and getting lots of advice from well-meaning grannies and friends as to what to do.
For me, I'm thinking back to when my kids were small, which is a good few years ago now. But the advice we were always given was lie them on their back, have them in a cot on their own, and you can put them in a grow bag, but don't kind of tightly wrap them in blankets. Were we wrong? Has it changed?
No, and that was a really successful campaign that was ran worldwide in the 1990s to address really quite high rates of cot death. And that was called the Back to Sleep campaign. So that's what you would have been aware of. And that has reduced numbers dramatically, but now they're a bit stuck. And that's probably due to things like cigarette smoking still in the home, or alcohol or sedative use at night by parents.
The problem, of course, is that cot death is a reality. It was more common, is less common now, but still happens. And the devastating consequences that flow from that. So we're not pinning guilt on anybody here, because there's no way to avoid it if it does happen. But there are environmental factors that are our concern. So you mentioned some of them there. What do parents need to be aware of?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And it's probably that some babies have a kind of an inherent risk of cot death that we'll never truly understand. And it's the environment. And even if you can make little changes, that can be really helpful. So, for example, not co-sleeping in the bed with the baby if you've taken a couple of drinks. Even something as simple as that will reduce the risk of cot death.
The idea of co-sleeping fascinates me, because I'm probably a very selfish parent, right? They never stayed in the bed. They were always in their own cot, in the room, granted, but they had their own space. I had my space. But the risks are amplified. And because I would have always been terrified if I rolled over, then that could be a problem for one of the kids. And that's the big risk, isn't it?
That is the big risk. And, you know, if you're sleeping very heavily, and let's face it, you're probably exhausted being a new parent, there is the risk that you'd roll over, not necessarily on top of the baby, but that you would knock the baby so that the baby would roll onto their face. That's one thing. But then also babies can't regulate their own temperatures very well. It's a bit of a design flaw, to be honest, in new babies. And so if they slip down under your duvet, or you've tugged the duvet up over the two of you in the night, the baby could get too hot and can't kick the duvet off themselves.
There are loads of other things that have been introduced by manufacturers. One of the things is the cot bumper. Now, I'm not sure what the purpose of the cot bumper is. If the child hits its head off the cot, it's moving too far over that side anyway, and you can just reposition them. But like, there are inherent risks of putting anything into the cot other than a blanket and the baby.
Yeah, I mean, the cot bumpers look very nice. And if you're decorating your nursery, you know, they look pretty. But the thing is that they are a risk. So the only thing that should be in the cot is the mattress and the baby. There shouldn't be anything else.
There are also things that you put around, like in the car seats, I've seen them, and they're to hold the child's head up. But it's a thing you put around. If you put anything around the child's head and you're not supervising and looking at them, there is an inherent risk with that, isn't there? Because it could end up in the wrong position.
Oh, absolutely. And a baby sleeping in the sitting position shouldn't be left unattended for long periods of time, because it's not a safe sleeping position. So, I mean, babies will always fall asleep in the car. Sure, we all know that. But you're in the car with them and you're glancing back now and then to make sure they're OK. So propping their heads in a sitting position their baby's windpipe is very soft. And so if their head tilts forward, they can easily close over their own little windpipe. And there's nothing they can do about that. They're not strong enough to lift back up their own heads. So a sleeping position should always be a flat surface. Sitting position sleeping shouldn't be the main sleeping position.
No, but if they fall asleep in the car and they're in the I'm going to use a brand name because I can't remember what they're called, or the maxi cosy, and the tight supports, that's okay.
It is, but you've got to be careful now that you haven't got like three layers of coats in under the straps and everything, because again, just the risk of overheating. You could be sitting in the front in a light jacket, and then the baby's got four layers on top of them in the back. So just put your finger in under their jacket, and if they actually feel hot or sweaty, they're too hot.
Swaddling. Is something that has been done since time immemorial. It's an old-fashioned method. Is it still a good method?
Yeah, and it's actually come back a lot in popularity. You can now buy special little suits with Velcro bits for swaddling the baby. And they can be very effective for helping settle the baby down to sleep. But you should stop using them between 3 and 4 months of age, because once the baby can start to move a bit more and also try to roll a bit more, they're no longer safe, because if the baby rolls onto their tummy, they can't get themselves back onto their back.
Mm. And what about I mentioned those bags, the kind of the
they're super.
They're great.
Yeah, they're really super. Yeah. And actually, in some countries like Finland and Scotland, what they do is they give new parents a cardboard box with a mattress in the bottom of it for the baby to sleep in. So the baby sleeps, all the babies sleep in these cardboard boxes. Mm. And they give them a standard sleeveless sleeping bag as well.
At the risk of annoying listeners, sure, you shouldn't have children if you can't afford those things in the first place.
Or we should have them in Finland.
Or we should have them in Finland, where they get things for free anyway. For someone who is breastfeeding, keeping the baby beside them and being able to sleep and wake up when the baby wakes up without having to move, those co-sharing units are very, very popular. But are they suitable?
I think it's a very good compromise, to be honest. And, you know, we do really want to encourage people to breastfeed. And there's no doubt that if you're feeding your baby a couple of times in the night in the bed beside you, it's going to be very easy for the baby and you to just drop back asleep. And if you have one of those co-sleepers, at least you can scoot them over onto their own sleeping surface. And that's the important thing, is babies should have their own sleeping surface.
It's just such a complicated space, isn't it? And if you're a new parent, you just have to remember you can't get it right all the time.
No, you can't. But at the same time, nature does give you about 9 months before you have the baby to think about these things. And it's good to just, if you are pregnant or you're thinking about getting pregnant, to give some thought to sleep.
OK. Dr. Suzanne Crowe, consultant in paediatric intensive care at Crumlin Children's Hospital. Thank you very much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.